This is The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for joining us. Do you ever get sick? Do you pay taxes? Yeah, then you have a stake in our top story this hour. The American Health Care Act is the name of the Congressional Republicans' plan to replace President Obama's Affordable Care Act. It might pass the Republican House, but the vote would be extremely tight in the U.S. Senate. Washington State's senior U.S. Senator, Democrat Patty Murray, is the ranking member of the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. And she says the American Care Act would have a dramatic effect on families in Washington State.
First of all, the plan, as we now know for sure, will drop a lot of people from coverage and care. The uninsured rate will rise dramatically.
You're referring to the Congressional Budget Office saying so.
That is correct. To the insurance companies themselves who are telling us, because of the uncertainty, the fast pace of this, the chaos of this, that they are looking at not offering plans on even states like ours that have an exchange that is working good. Plus the Medicaid cuts, which affects people with parents in nursing homes, to people with families with disability, to people who don't have insurance, and if they drop the subsidies, will have no way to get health care. This is a terrible way to tell people that you're going to allow them to get health care and then deny it in so many ways.
NPR reported on the winners under Republican version of health care, which include young, healthy people who should find cheaper insurance policies, people who live in states with the lowest health care costs, rich people who get a tax break, and people who want to risk not having health insurance. Does that sound right for the winners?
Well, that is a very narrow band of winners, and every one of those people could at one point wake up like a man I talked to from Tacoma a few weeks ago who said he went without insurance forever, signed up for it, and 3 weeks later he had a stroke. No one knows what their health care is going to be day to day. The numbers and the plan that the Republicans are putting out forgets that millions of people get diagnosed with really tough illnesses every year. And those people need health insurance. They need access to health care, and their bill does not provide it.
Under President Obama's Affordable Care Act, premiums have gone up, choices have gone down, insurers don't see a way to profit. What reforms to the Obamacare program would you support?
We do need to deal with the insurance plans that have high deductibles that make it impossible for people to get the health care they need. The cost of pharmaceuticals is something I hear about a lot, making sure that there are reforms to keep our insurance companies in the market. We are telling Republicans, stop talking about repealing. That was a great campaign promise. Work with us to make the ACA work better.
The Congressional Budget Office, which we mentioned, says that on the plus side, this bill would reduce the federal deficit by $337 billion over the next decade. How would Democrats reduce the deficit?
Well, if they're going to sell this plan as a way to reduce the deficit, then they're simply saying that we're going to ignore millions of people who are diagnosed with diabetes that can't get coverage for health insurance. We're going to ignore people who have children with severe medical disabilities. We're going to ignore people whose parents are in nursing homes. We're going to ignore people who simply want the assurance that if they have health care, it's going to be needed. That's not how you reduce the deficit. We have worked for years to try and make sure that we do it. Reduce the deficit in a way that is sustainable and balanced. You don't do it by robbing people of health care and simply transferring the costs of individuals' health care to those families who are burdened already.
You and the Democrats have said you're going to fight this plan if it were to pass, or something very like it. States like Washington would lose money for Medicaid coverage. Do you think our state would cover that, or would Washingtonians just lose Medicaid benefits?
Well, that would be up to our state legislature. If this were to pass, it would put a huge budget hole in a legislative process that already is dealing with considerable challenges when it comes to their budget on education, for example, as we all know. I don't know how they would make that up without raising taxes on Washingtonians for something that they have today. So to me, this is really a plan that does not work at all for Washington State, and we're going to fight it tooth and nail.
What happens next with this Republican House proposal?
Well, the Republicans plan to try and get this out in the next 2 weeks. At this point, they are saying they don't have the votes. so we don't know exactly what that means. If they were to get it out, the Senate is saying they would take it up the next week. But I think they have a lot of trouble right now. They're really hearing from people. And I encourage people, make your voices heard. Let folks know in our congressional delegation that you want to make sure that the safety and security that you have with health insurance today is not taken away, and encourage a no vote on this. If this plan is defeated, then it will force Republicans to work with us to make health care come to a better place. So I hope this whole repeal effort dies on the vine. If it doesn't, and they push it through like they say, they are saying they want to get it done before Easter. So we'll see.
We'll see. That's Washington State's senior U.S. Senator, the Democrat Patty Murray, joining us from a snow-covered Washington, D.C.